is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Yes, yes, yes. We're so excited. This September 5th, Thursday, 2024 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys listening on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. The show's website, Your Defending Fathers, plural, yourdefendingfathers.com. And the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. Again, we're going to be working on the sound cards for Simple Radio and the radio station's website, WCHY.us. We have those coming on Friday. I'll be installing the card with Devin Lawrence's help here at the studio, at the home studio, and then heading out to the transmitter site probably on Saturday morning. Thanks to Sherry LaFave, who, by the way, is running for Onaway School Board. If you know anybody that lives in Onaway, text me Onaway, and I will send you the slate of six concerned citizens running for a slate to replace the current school board members. Add a couple of seats to it. Just sent me a text confirmation. Posen Potato Festival's parade is going to be Sunday, Vicky's birthday, September 8th, starting at 12 noon. So thank you, Sherry. Appreciate that. Again, if you're interested in helping contact folks in Onaway School District, text me Onaway and I'll send you the slate of six candidates running. Michael Kamishak. He's actually taking his brand new 2025 Coachman Freedom Express 27-footer. We have the 2022 version, rear kitchen with slide out. He has the same model. Tammy and his wife Tammy and him are heading over to the Potato Festival and going to break in the new trailer. He says, no campground, it's just an open field next door. You have to use generator for power, and there's no water. And I came back and said, nah, Vicky won't do that. She's got to have running shower and toilet, and yeah, she's not going to do that. No water for Mr. Snoop, no, no, no. I could always bring MAGA water, but yeah, she's not going to want to do that. He's taking his trailer over there tonight, going to set it up, coming back home, going back tomorrow to stay until Sunday. Things really fill up fast on Friday, so it's easier to get set up tonight on Thursday. It's not the type of camping we prefer either. We are a full hookup kind of people. Exactly what Ms. Vicky is. I barely got her to agree to get this travel trailer because her idea of camping, of course, is the Holiday Inn Express. That's Vicky's preferred way of camping, is the Holiday Inn. But, yeah, I'm not going to do that. So, we'll drive over probably on Friday night. We'll set up the banner with the Trump Unity Bridge. You know, actually, I might do that on Saturday, knowing that the parade is on Sunday. I could go to the transmitter site in Sheboygan. I could hook up the new sound card and then head over to Posen. I think I'll do that on Saturday. So thank you, Michael Kamishak and Sherry LaFave. Potato Festival parade on Sunday at noon. Son-in-law Mike says glamping. Exactly. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. I was on the phone with a new potential advertiser. Greatly appreciate you guys giving me a call. would prefer you call me after 12 noon, but that's okay. I got his name and number. Great business in the area. We're going to be talking. We're going to be talking after the show today. A couple other sponsors that are coming soon. Excited about them. But we are vetting their products as we speak. Before I fully accept a sponsor, Vicky and I must use their products, their services, whatever they have to offer. We have to vet them, check them out, make sure that we believe in the products before we accept them as sponsors to the show, to the radio station. So we've got a few in the works right now that we're going through the vetting process, and you will be hearing the commercials and the interviews as they come on board and become part of the radio family. So greatly appreciate that. And thank you for calling. Sorry I had to cut you off. I had to get back to the microphone. Two ballot proposals. Kind of interesting the way this is playing out. That are supposed to have been on the ballot. Well, one of them is a ballot proposal that would have put a new local regulatory and licensing scheme for adult use recreational marijuana shops will not be allowed to appear on the ballot in Farmington, South Lyon, Sylvan Lake, and Wixom. Question is, why is state government instead of local governments charged with setting the rules for marijuana regulations? Local governments oversee the sale of marijuana, but they must follow state guidelines. Well, the Michigan Court of Appeals published an opinion on Tuesday holding that the voter-initiated charter amendments are not permissible method of implementing local regulations. Authorized by the state's Michigan Regulation and Tax Marijuana Act. Now here's the problem. The state statute, the law regarding these marijuana shops, MCL 333.27956, delegates authority to the municipalities, not individual voters, who can be the only ones, quote, to petition for a local ordinance to completely prohibit or set the number of marijuana retail establishments, according to the judges Michael Rick, Michael Kelly, and Philip Mariana. Aside from petitions to prohibit or set the number of establishments via local ordinances, a voter initiated petition cannot be used to abrogate the authority vested in the municipality to regulate marijuana establishments through legislative enactment of local ordinances. Voter-initiated petitions cannot be used to enact regulations regarding these establishments. Committees were formed in Farmington, South Lyon, Sylvan Lake, and Wixom, and they were seeking to include proposed charter amendments regarding adult-use marijuana retailers in their municipalities. They also wanted to include approving applications, selecting criteria under which they would be operated, and issuing local licenses. The petitions met the threshold for placement on the November 5th ballot, but each city clerk refused to certify the petitions, citing in part that the proposed amendments were preempted by state laws. The cities then filed a lawsuit against the city seeking a judgment that the petition denials were lawfully rejected. The cities also wanted to keep the issue off the November ballot based on a trial court's opinion that came out on August 8th. 2 days after the August 6th primary election. Now, this is just another example of citizens petitioning their government, but they have to do it under state law, cannot have local control. I'm sorry, folks, I have a problem with that. Lansing can pass whatever Lansing wants to pass. That's fine. That's good. It covers the whole state. But local control is the bottom line. It is the front line of our communities. Have you been to Traverse City lately? I have. I do physical therapy there. We do shopping there. We frequent Traverse City on somewhat a regular basis. Folks, there's a pot shop on every corner. You cannot turn down a street in Traverse City without going by at least one, two, three of them. Now, personally, I actually think this might be a good thing in the long term, because it's going to drive prices down for the consumers. Vicky and I don't consume those products. We know people who do. Medical reasons, a lot of other reasons for it. Recreational marijuana, whatever. That's up to you guys. That's your thing. That's good. But here's what's going to happen. When they overpopulate a community with too many of these shops, simply because of competition, supply, and demand, the prices are going to go down. When the prices go down, they're going to have a tough time covering their expenses of operations. Every single one of these buildings that I see in Traverse City, they're either brand new buildings, or they went into an older building and rehabbed it, remodeled it, renovated it. You're talking thousands and thousands of dollars remodeling these buildings, building these new buildings, leasing these newer buildings. If you go to Traverse City, you cannot get an employee to work at your business for less than $22, $23, $24 an hour. McDonald's is offering $21 to flip hamburgers. So you're going to have to pay a clerk, somebody to work the store, manage the store, whatever. They're going to get paid at least $44,000 a year. Plus the expenses of the building, plus the taxes, licensing, all the things that go into it. I'm going to predict they overpopulate. They put in too many of these. Well, guess what? Because of the competition, prices are going to drop. Profitability is going to drop. These people are going to go out of business. That's my forecast. Law of supply and demand works every single time. And people who shop there are going to benefit from it. They're absolutely going to benefit from it. So anyway, kind of interesting how they're kicking these local ballot initiatives off the ballot. Farmington, South Lyon, Sylvan Lake, and Wixom. All of these are downstate. So pretty interesting. One of the other things I'm looking at, another local story, and this is really kind of interesting, how the upcoming minimum wage laws are being affected. We talked about this with Ian Murphy on Tuesdays. Well, guess what? Some waitresses and bartenders are saying leave tipping alone. Rachel May, 35-year-old bartender at Applebee's, opposing Michigan phasing out the tipping system. She wants state officials to know that she chooses to be part of a tipped worker industry. We are not some poor little servants that are underpaid. May said that she got involved in the restaurant business back when she was 20 years old. She served food in a local restaurant. She currently works for an eye doctor, and she is picking up shifts at Lansing area's Applebee's. As a bartender, I make more money bartending than I do working in the eye doctor's office. It's simpler, easier, and I can come and go as I please. She says that when she works a shift on Sundays, she usually walks out, listen to this, on average during one shift on a Sunday with $500 in tips. She said if she includes the afternoon evening shift on a Sunday, she walks out with $700. That's more money than I bring home working at the eye doctor's office. Now that she's been in the industry more than a decade, she said an employer has never needed to make up the difference, which is what restaurateurs are required to do if the wait staff doesn't earn at least minimum wage through their tips. I do my office job during the day, but I tend bar on the side to simply make extra money. Why? Because it's convenient. It's convenient. I come and go as I please. Applebee's is very accommodating to when I want to work because they need help all the time. Extra bills coming up? Well, you need a couple extra dollars? Pick up a shift or two and you got it covered. She says, I can actually pay two bills with one shift. In speaking with MERS News Service during an event hosted by the Save Michigan Tips Coalition taking place outside of Lansing Nut House Sports Grill on Michigan Avenue, less than a mile away from the state capitol. The coalition is responding to the July 31st ruling by the Michigan Supreme Court that will phase in over a five-year period, wiping out the state's tipping standards, forcing restaurants, bars to basically pay a minimum of $15 an hour by 2030. Guess what they're hearing from the folks? Not interested. Not interested in any way, shape, or form. So are they going to file a lawsuit? We'll have to wait and see. Republican legislators are wanting to negotiate with the Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer to fix this before February of 2025. Well, we'll be watching it. Let's see what happens. Family Hour News Break. We'll be right back.